It just happens. 3. The realization of my beloved Srinasargadatta Maharaj as the ultimate Zen teaching master, who used inquiry like a koan. 4. For the reader and myself, the danger of realizing that even the magnificent koan is still a thorn to remove a thorn. Better said, the koan deconstructs and points, but one cannot nest in the beyond or any experience that arises, even Satori. In short, the Zen koan too, like the inquiry process, must go. 5. Finally, this represents yet another tribute to Srinasargadatta Maharaj, who was able to pinpoint where the imaginary I imagined it was and set it free from its illusionary existence. This book is offered to Maharaj, whose teaching mastery leaves me in awe and reverence even 29 years after his passing. Jai Gurudev Nisargadatta Maharaj Ki Jai. Section 1. Watch your step. A word of caution. Nisargadatta Maharaj, question everything. Don't believe anything. As you're about to go through this book, please note that nothing you are about to read is true. It is merely words which represent things which do not exist. Please do not fall into the trap of words. Recall two archetypes, current patterns in the ocean that form waves, then bubbles, the eye as droplets. The first archetype is of the genie in the lamp. In these words, the right words, magic words, must be said or chanted for the genie to appear and grant your wishes, kind of like mantras. The second archetypical current is using a treasure map to search for the buried treasure. Like spiritual paths searching for enlightenment, the holy grail of the spiritual quest. Why is this so important to remember as we tread through the series of books? Because all pointers and metaphors are using words which represent and describe things which do not exist. In short, don't fall into words and language games. Finally, be aware of precognitive traps that offer pleasure and rewards for understanding and learning the words and their meanings. This deeply embedded current only assures more craving and a fixation on learning more and more words to have more and more experiences, with the belief that both experiences, words, and understanding will lead to the ultimate experience, termed some form of bliss for all of eternity, called enlightenment. Nisargadatta Maharaj, all experiences will lead you to more experiences. Expect nothing from experiences. As we will see, koans, like inquiry questions, are designed to break language patterns, but throw the thorn away. Step away from word meanings and understandings. Otherwise, you will fall into the trap of words and the joy of learning and experiencing their meanings. With love, your Mirage brother, Stephen Narayan. Introduction. What is the history of Zen? Zen comes from the word Chan in Chinese, which comes from the word Dhyana